We're going to explore the question, shoes on or shoes off inside the house. This is something that has been a topic at our place for the last couple of years, and we are now, for the most part, a shoes-off house. If we're inside, shoes off. And I've got a pair of flip-flops, Hari Mari flip-flops, at the front door and the back door. But I'm barefoot inside almost all the time. And if I go out, I've got shoes right there at the door to put on. Not 100% of the time. Sometimes if I come home from work and I wear tennis shoes most days, if I'm in a hurry to do something, I will run into the house with my shoes on, occasionally run upstairs, almost never go upstairs with the shoes on into the bedrooms. But we have recently become pretty much a shoes off house. What are you guys?
Off. From within 5 to 10 seconds of when I walk through the house, either walk into my office, take my shoes off, or take them off in the little, like the laundry room that we have off the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gordo?
So I'm in the unique position of I'm shoes on for the most part, you know. I'm shoes on in the house, but in my heart, I'm shoes off.
Okay.
Like, I believe that shoes off is the proper position to hold.
Mm-hmm.
Because tracking in all the crud on your shoes, like, I cannot stand it when I see people putting on their shoes and they touch the bottom of their shoes as they're putting them on,
mm-hmm.
and they don't think anything of that. Like, your shoes yeah. are the same ones you walk in public restrooms in.
Right.
You stand at a urinal in those shoes, and then you're just comfortable touching the bottom of the shoes, but you're not, you would be comfortable touching that floor.
Yet you're spreading
that. But you will
that,
touch those shoes.
Yet you are okay spreading that throughout your home.
I'm not okay with it. I'm against myself. I stand with those who stand against me.
So why don't you take the shoes off?
I just don't think about it. It's the craziest thing. But
that
yes,
is crazy.
I need to start developing the habit of taking the shoes off because I think it's gross that we track in all that stuff into our homes.
Yeah.
DJ?
It's just wrong.
DJ, Saad, Tyler, you guys, shoes on, shoes off.
Shoes off as soon as I get in the house.
Okay.
Every day.
Very strictly shoes off. And that's something that for us culturally, I think Asians, in the Asian culture, it's a very, I mean, it's not even like a preference. It's a very strict thing.
It's a matter yeah. of course. Right. Yeah. You just do that.
I stand with Gordo. I'm shoes on.
You are.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And you
well,
don't care
you're standing,
about the germs.
You're standing with me, but I'm standing against myself.
Right. So I'm also both.
Well, recently, Mo Rocha on CBS did a piece about this very topic, and he interviewed Amy Dickinson, an advice columnist who has strong opinions on this.
I got together with some friends from high school last week, and I was asking them shoes on, shoes off, and they were all like, oh, no, shoes on. And that's when I decided people who live in the country, we wear shoes indoors.
Dickinson, who wrote a column on this very subject back in 2007, sees the debate as an issue of hospitality.
In my experience, every time I have been asked to remove my shoes, of course I've done so, but I always feel like the host is valuing their floors more than they're valuing their guests or other people's comfort.
Okay, now see, that's,
yeah, that's
a tricky
a good
thing.
One. Yeah,
yeah.
Because one thing about your rules for yourself in your own house, but are you the person who will tell the guest, hey, could you take your shoes off and just leave them right there?
I've never been asked that, and I've never done that going over to somebody's house.
If someone came over to your house, what would you do?
I wouldn't tell them to take their shoes off.
You wouldn't?
No, I never have.
But if we believe in this idea
right.
that, hey, the home is a sacred space. We want to keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd rather have your foot yacht than your shoe yacht all over the carpets. Then why aren't we asking people to take their shoes off?
You know, we have multiple friends who have a shoes off policy in the house. And
mm-hmm.
when we go over to their house, they have a little basket at the front door. And we just know we take our shoes off. And I'm fine with it. And the first time they asked us, it's our preference, I think, is what they said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do what you want, but it's our preference, and you don't want to be rude. And I kind of like it.
Well, you know, I prefer
my
to keep my shoes on, so I'm
right, it's a Larry David show
on,
for sure.
So.
But I didn't see it as offensive or making me uncomfortable. I thought, wow, I'm even there. I felt more at home in their place without my shoes off, without my shoes on, if that makes sense. Yeah.
What if they ask you to remove your shoes and then put on these special socks that we provided because we don't want your socks?
Yeah, where have these socks been?
They're fresh. They're brand new socks. But we prefer you not to have your socks and feet on our carpet.
I would be fine with that. It wouldn't bother me at all.
See, I think that you're the outlier in this because I think most people, even if they believe in shoes off inside the house, they still have this lizard brain reaction of, fine, I mean, I'll do it. I mean, if you're asking me to do it, then I'll do it. But like they're privately get a little twinge of offense when they go into someone's house and the people say, if you don't mind, we'd prefer you to take off your shoes and just put them in the basket here.
You're infringing on my freedom.
I'm coming over for 5 minutes. I just need to drop off this thing that you asked me to drop off over here, and so now I've got to take my shoes off. Please, this is our place, and so you abide by our customs.
Yeah, I could see how it could be a standoff. No, that's all right. I think I'll just keep them on.
Yeah, but we prefer you to take them off. Mm-hmm. But you said prefer. I mean, so you're saying it's my option. Yeah. It's totally your option, but we'd request you to take
them off.
Well,
I'm wearing boots,
and
they're kind of hard to take off, so I'm just going to leave them.
Yeah, but you know, someone else came over. They were in boots, and they had no problem taking off. Well, good for them.
Yeah. Good for John.
I think the evolution of flooring has also affected that. I think it used to always be carpet, but now you have a lot of tile and wooden floors, and I think
they're easier to keep clean.
Yeah.
So, therefore, people should keep their shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think people are more inclined to wear their shoes because of hardwoods and tile?
Yeah, because I think you can just really, you can see wherever it gets a little dusty or whatever and quickly, you know, mop it up or something, whereas the carpet, it kind of, as Gordo was saying, it kind of puts all that stuff
in it.
Don't
track it in on the carpet. Yeah.
I remember my grandmother's generation, they would have like these plastic runways going across their carpet.
That was an older generation thing.
To walk on.
How weird.
I remember the plastic-covered couches.
Yep. Not a bad idea.
They would protect their Davenports with plastic coverings.
I wish we would have done that when my kids were little. That would have saved a lot of...
Yeah, but isn't a home designed to be lived in somewhat?
Yep.
There's a middle ground there.
Yeah.
But yes, the... You should go shoes off inside. And I tell you the other thing. I complain about this every time we travel. And no one seems to be talking about it. I'm the only one. I'm the only truth speaker here. We need to quit putting shoes in the bins at the airport. That's the same place that I put my phone and my keys and all these personal items that I touch. And then some guy who's just bombed the restroom there at the... Oh, I shouldn't say at the airport. The guy who has done evil deeds inside the restroom. And then he's putting his shoes right there in the bin. And then they give the bin to me. And I've got to put my phone in it.
On top of that.
And that phone I'm about to press up to my face. It's so gross. And no one ever says that we need separate bins for shoes.
I did think the comment by that advice columnist was interesting, though, that people in the country leave their shoes on all the time, and they're probably tracking in more stuff from farm animals.
Walking through horse manure.
Yeah, but I can see that. I can't imagine a farmer or a cowboy coming in and being worried about the germs.
My sister's farm, the shoes were always off in the mudroom when they would come in.
Really?
The boots or the shoes were off.
That's what they called the bathroom?
No, when you need the mudroom that you step into when you... enter the back door or something. From the barn.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
So there
I'm
going
to get a bat. I'm going to hit you right upside the head.
If you do it, I'll kill you.
There was this team of environmental chemists who did a study on what we track into our homes on our shoes. They found antibiotic-resistant genes.
Really?
Sounds bad.
Microplastics, forever chemicals, radioactive elements. Mm. They said they found a strong connection between the lead inside your home and the soil that you track in from your yard on your shoes.
Dang. Some of this sounds misleading, though, like saying forever chemicals. Well, half the things in your house are made of forever chemicals. Mm-hmm. So is that really that dangerous that you're tracking it in?
They said that a recent Wall Street Journal article argued that shoes in the home aren't so bad. The author made the point that E. coli, dangerous bacteria, is so widely distributed that it's pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be no surprise it can be swabbed on shoe bottoms. 96% of shoe bottoms have E. coli on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
They say, but let's be clear, although it's nice to be scientific and stick with the term E. coli, this stuff is, put more simply, the bacteria associated with excrement. Whether it's ours or Fido's, it has the potential to make us sick, and that's what we're tracking in on our shoes.
Yeah, you see the studies that they do on toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Most people leave their toothbrush where? In the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
And that's where you should not leave your toothbrush.
You should put it in a bomb shelter.
Yes. Because every time that flush happens, particularly,
how many people,
this is something that I always do, no matter what kind of bathroom is being used. You close the lid when you flush it.
Yeah.
And most people do not do that.
And then say fire in the hole.
I don't say anything like that, sir.
And they say for those who are a little weird about taking their shoes off indoors, if you need foot support or something like that, just have indoor shoes.
Okay. That you never wear.
Yeah. Have your house slippers.
Yeah.
That you never wear outside.
The Mr. Rogers thing every time you come in or mm-hmm. leave the house. You have to change the shoes and sing that song.
A beautiful day for a beauty.
That line a beautiful always... day in the beauty wood.
Yeah, I never understood that either. Was he on something?
Maybe.
He was greatness, though.
He was greatness.
All right, that's the shoes on, shoes off debate.
Start taking your shoes off, Gordo.
Huh?
You're putting...
Yeah, you want to.
What about in here?
Quit Should fighting
we...
it.
When we come in the studio, let's start requiring everyone to take their shoes off.
Man, the floor around my seat is so filthy.
I
don't know what happens here when I'm not here, but I don't want bare feet on this floor. No way.
Yeah, Donnie said he's been having accidents over there.